We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, this is, of course, The Time of My Life. Bill Medley, Jennifer Warnes, one of the most popular duets that we've had.
Yeah.
Would you and your wife sing this one out karaoke?
She wouldn't sing karaoke.
She might.
I would. I'll do both parts. You think I care?
Why wouldn't you do it with my wife, who can sing?
Well, fine. Let's do it. Let's go.
Former friend singing Quaker, one Debbie Lutz.
That's what
I
noticed.
Who, by the way, loves Metalarks is the nickname.
Well, how about that?
You know what? Now you're mocking my wife to some degree.
I'm not mocking anybody. I think that's just the opposite of what I'm doing.
I like the name. Did you see Bryce Harper's walk-off grand slam?
Yes.
You didn't see it live.
I didn't see it live, but
yeah,
I was,
just tell the truth.
I was right there on when it was starting to be recorded.
Well, I was glad it beat the Cubs, although I'm not a Bryce Harper guy.
Well, you'll take anything that beats the Cubs.
Yeah, especially when the Cardinals can't hit Sonny Gray and the Cincinnati Reds.
Sonny Gray's a good pitcher.
He's fine. He's not a bad pitcher.
Well, he was an all-star.
But you could throw anybody out there, and we'd have trouble hitting them.
Well,
what happened to Paul? What? Where are the Cardinals going here? I know they're in first place. I get it. But what are they doing? I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, then don't.
I'm not. By the way, I let you off the hook yesterday, but not today, pal. Did you see Don Williams' tweet?
Yeah, I saw it. I don't understand it, but hey, I'm not in Lubbock, so I.
No, you're not in Lubbock, and neither am I, but I could have told you that this would be close. Don Williams from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal was on our show the other day talking about Texas Tech, and I asked him the very astute question, if you took a poll in Lubbock, who would be the biggest rock star, Patrick Mahomes or Chris Beard? This is an ongoing poll that's got another day left. Chris Beard right now leads it with 570 votes, 62 to 38.
I don't get it.
Tell us.
I don't
about,
get it. I don't. You get to the title
Chris
game.
Chris Beard is in Lubbock. Patrick Mahomes isn't. He's in Kansas City now. He's with another team.
Okay.
If he was still the quarterback at Texas Tech and they were on the verge of winning national championships, do you understand
okay,
what Chris Beard accomplished?
But when Chris Beard leaves, Patrick Mahomes still will have been the quarterback at Texas Tech.
We're talking right now.
He will still be an alum.
Right.
That stuff is fleeting. Patrick Mahomes.
But right now, which was what was the point of the question? It's not who's going to be the bigger rock star in 5 years.
Right, but now should reflect the future in some way. Like, Chris Beard's not going to be here forever. We had a good year. We've had a few good years with him. But Patrick Mahomes is the NFL MVP.
Chris Beard is running away with this.
I don't get it. But, again, I'm not there, so I
so
can't.
So let's do
speak.
This. I wish we could do this. Bill Self's not exactly in Kansas City. But if we took a poll in the Kansas City metro area, who's the biggest rock star, Mahomes or Self, what would be the percentage?
Mahomes, 72-28.
Self would get 28.
Yeah, he's a coach. I get it. But come on. Players are what make teams.
So how do you explain it?
I don't. I can't. Coach,
But aren't you impressed that I told you this is how? I didn't expect it to be this big of a disparity.
I highly admire what Chris Beard has done, but I don't understand necessarily the fascination with coaches when players are the product.
But Chris Beard, he's so likable.
Fine.
Here's Dennis. Hello, Dennis. Thanks for your call. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. What's up?
Yeah, I tell you what, fellas, I kind of like that Meadowlark's name for the team. But I was sitting there thinking about names and everything, and across my mind, I went by the stadium this morning again and seen the progress. And we're looking for a name of the team. What are they going to name the stadium? Is it going to still be Lawrence Dumont?
No.
Or are we going to have a big thing on selling the naming rights?
I think they will sell the naming rights. That's my understanding. It will not remain Lawrence Dumont.
Okay, maybe it'll be Lawrence Dumont Field or something like that.
Could be.
That'd be nice.
I'd certainly like to see. Now listen, I understand Mr. Lawrence was a pioneer for the city. I love the kid. I knew him when I was growing up. But I would much rather see Hap Dumont recognized in this situation. Do you agree with me, Dennis?
You know, that sounds like a winner there. We could have a Hap Dumont Field and then have a one of the beer gardens out there for Lawrence.
Or even a Hap Dumont Pavilion or something like that. I think Hap Dumont has to be a part of this.
Well, you know something, with the way that stadium's going is being laid out and everything, they've got quite a few places they could have naming rights.
Yeah,
Cargill Stadium is what it'll be.
Okay, I just wondered if they is going to stick with it or make big money for naming rights.
I think they'll go the big money route.
I can already see Cargo Soybean over the gate. Have a good day, fellas,
thanks.
And a good weekend.
Thanks, Dennis. We appreciate it. So Noel on Twitter says, according to Jeff, Van Vliet is a bigger rock star than Greg Marshall in Wichita. No.
Not quite the same analogy, but
if I put it out there, Van Vliet or Marshall, it'd be 80% Marshall.
Put it out there. I want to see that.
I'll do it during the break.
Okay.
What about in Kansas City, Mahomes or Brett? Who's a bigger rock star?
Mahomes.
Wow.
There are more Chiefs fans in Kansas City than there are Royals
fans. Yeah, but
fans.
Brett's an iconic, all-time Hall of Fame guy. Mahomes
right,
is a one-year guy right now. I have no doubt
he'll be more than a one-year
sure
guy.
Sure he will. But you can never make guarantees about players.
Right. But I don't even anticipate a drop-off for Patrick Mahomes. He might in some ways be better than he was last year.
Well, he's got the people surrounding him to be better.
How is he ever going to throw an incompletion? I mean, it's just amazing the talent around him.
Well, their offensive line has to produce. Teams now have a year. You don't have to sell me on Patrick Mahomes. Not only is he a great player, he makes the Chiefs very hard not to like to some degree. Don't get me wrong, I still don't like him. I'm not going to cheer for him. I'm going to cheer for the silver and black. Did you happen to see their performance last night?
No, but I did watch episode 2 of Hard Knocks. Kind of bored me. It was okay.
This hasn't been a great... Gruden's interesting because
I love John Gruden.
Because he's just strange. He's quirky.
I don't get how anybody doesn't like John Gruden.
I don't see how you couldn't like him. He's quirky. He's
he's honest.
When he cusses, he's having to orchestrate that.
Seems like
that's not his real personality. He doesn't walk around in his normal life using the F word a lot. That's my opinion.
And he said on the sideline, I got to stop cussing. So we'll take that for whatever it's worth.
I hope John Gruden is successful. And I'll just put it out there.
Oh, I like
John. Like this team.
I don't understand how people don't like John Gruden. It doesn't connect with me.
How could you not like him?
Unlikable. He was great in those QB camp segments on ESPN.
He was fine on ESPN.
I liked him on TV. I like him. I just like his personality.
His players are going to love the kid. Look out, folks. Here's Michael. Michael, you get the last word of this segment. What do you have?
Oh, I watched Babe Ruth last night. You know, we don't have any heroes in baseball, it seems like, anymore. And Babe was, his first name was George. But after the game, all the kids came out, and he signed like about 100 baseballs. He was like, and I don't see guys.
Oh, there's guys signing like crazy out there, Michael. Trust me.
All the time.
Are they?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yes.
Well, I guess they got it. They used to have a hole out in center field where if the guy hit it through the hole, then everybody got a prize.
That's
stuff like that.
That's right, Michael.
It's got to be fun.
You're living even farther back, and we appreciate the call, Michael. Michael's living even farther back than I am.
No, that's okay.
I don't mind that.
He's a few years older than you, we figured out.
We called him the Knothole Gang back in the day. You remember that.
Not really.
You go out behind the outfield fence, you look through the fence, you go out and find a knothole.
What?
You watch the game.
Okay.
Haven't you ever been around lumber?
Yeah. What does that even mean?
I mean,
did you ever anticipate that sentence coming
out
of your
mouth?
No,
but I mean, if you don't
know what have you ever been around lumber?
If you don't know what a knothole is, that makes me question whether you've ever seen wood.
Okay. Take a break. Max?
Pathetic. Back in a minute with Jive Talk. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.